Some members of the MIT community are calling for more accountability from the school over its connections to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. MIT's report on its connections essentially says a few administrators showed poor judgment, but no policies were broken in accepting donations from Epstein. WBUR's Max Larkin is with us to talk about some of the continuing reaction from alumni, faculty, and students. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Deb.
So Jeffrey Epstein was found dead in a jail cell over the summer while he was awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. But remind us first of some of the main conclusions of MIT's report on the school's acceptance of donations from Epstein.
Well, it's just as you said, Deb. You've got a case of a few people exercising poor judgment, but wandering around a little ad hoc. I look at it as a story of sort of siloed information. You've got one person knowing one thing, sharing it with another colleague, but maybe not with everyone. And so you've got high-profile faculty, Joey Ito, the director of the Media Lab, Seth Lloyd, another professor, cultivating Epstein as a donor. He lets a few senior administrators know. They learn about Epstein's conviction. They consider rejecting the money, and then they work out a process where Epstein can give these small gifts on an anonymous basis. Now, the report says all that happened. Administrators were acting in good faith to help faculty secure additional funds, but it was an unacceptable risk, they conclude.
And the school commissioned this report to look into the questions surrounding the acceptance of these donations, issued the report last week, as we said. But you spoke with folks recently on campus about how they're digesting this report. Tell us what they said.
Well, I think everyone agrees that this is unpleasant news to hear, that you take money from someone who's done such horrible things. But I think for a few people, it hits particularly hard. I think this report kind of sees the world as university administrators see it. Raising money is the work of a lot of different people, and a lot of strategy goes into it. And those people think about reputation an awful lot. So the report, for instance, blames administrators for not considering the reputational costs of taking these gifts from Epstein. But then for students, that doesn't make a ton of sense. Alonzo Espinoza Dominguez is a senior at MIT, and he's a kind of campus activist who's been campaigning against this. And he says the report misses the point.
Yeah, Epstein got away with serially trafficking women and girls because he had powerful friends in powerful places who would vouch for him. And that's the main issue here.
So Espinoza Dominguez, Deb, is one of those people who says there's got to be a broader cultural realignment at MIT in light of all this bad news, and that may demand a changing of the guard.
And I understand that there are increasing calls for the president of MIT, President Reif, to be replaced. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I think we want to think about the context here. Reif has been president since 2012. No. MIT's at the end of this major capital campaign. They've raised almost $6 billion. So Reif, who had previously served as the institute's provost, is seen as a guy who knows all about finances and fundraising. And so that has some faculty and alumni asking how he can reasonably dodge the charge that he knew about the Epstein gifts. Here's Jonathan King, who's been a longtime professor at MIT.
The final thing was a whitewash. It's impossible that President Reif, who's deeply involved in fundraising and financing, wasn't aware of $800,000 from Jeffrey Epstein. He pays closer attention to much smaller donations than that.
Yeah, so the report does include two details that we knew that remain hard to explain. First of all, Reif signed a thank you note to Epstein in 2012 for his first gift after his incarceration. And then again, 3 years later, Reif wrote a personal note during a meeting, Epstein, Joey Ito. Reif has said he doesn't know why he made that second note, and we've reached out to MIT for a comment from Reif, but he hasn't responded.
But Reif has a lot of defenders, right, Max?
He does, Deb. A number of faculty have said that he should stay in the job and shouldn't be unduly tarred by this scandal. They might point to leaked emails from the Media Lab that show that staff there who knew about the Epstein gifts were taking all kinds of pains to keep them quiet. And then we have faculty who've worked with Rife in administrative roles. They generally speak to his moral sense and his success at making MIT a more diverse and humane place, you know, just as well as he's raised a lot of money. I spoke to Raul Radovitsky, who's a professor of aeronautics, who's worked with Rife in roles.
The notion that he would condone atrocious, abhorrent behavior like accepting money from a pedophile, that's preposterous and really puts into question the people who are going after him.
And I think Radovitsky there is right that there was some pre-existing anger at Rife that's getting manifested now. For instance, he incurred a lot of pushback among students and faculty for inviting the Saudi crown prince Mohammed bin Salman to campus in early 2018. Many of those critics see the Saudi government as guilty of war crimes in Yemen, as well as of killing journalists and repressing women and opponents of the regime. And yet the Saudi government and its agencies pay for grants of about 0.2% of MIT's operating budget, and so those ties have been maintained.
One of the other conclusions in the report, Max, on Epstein was that MIT needs a more formal policy for vetting gifts from controversial sources, right?
Yeah, and I think certainly when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein, it may be true that administrators didn't have enough clear and formal guidance to go on. Now there are two separate committees, Deb, developing just those kinds of policies, which is a change that nearly everyone I spoke to welcomed. But then if you read the report, administrators did flag these gifts, and then for reasons that we don't totally know, they decided to take them anyway, and not just once, but on 9 separate occasions over the course of 5.5 years. So as you might imagine, some critics are saying this is not just a policy problem, it's a people problem or a values problem, and they won't be satisfied until there's some sign of a real change of direction at MIT.
WBUR's Max Larkin, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Deb.
Read Max's full Edify report on reaction to MIT's report on Jeffrey Epstein, as well as continued concerns about the culture of MIT at WBUR.org. It's 7:30.